The U.S. Air Force recently completed a test launch of one of its Minuteman III intercontinental ballistic missiles. The 5,000-mile flight was supported by Northrop Grumman, Lockheed, and several other contractors. Well, this got me thinking. How does the Air Force maintain readiness of the ICBM fleet? How can it assure the commander-in-chief that in the unlikely event of a real launch, the 40-year-old missiles will go where they're supposed to? For more on the test flight and the ICBM mission, we turn to Major General Jack Weinstein, commander of the 20th Air Force. General Weinstein, great to have you on.
Tom, I appreciate your time this morning and obviously time with your listeners. Thank you very much.
All right, so give us a little background on these missiles. They don't exactly have a new car smell, do they?
Well, actually, we have done a lot of sustainment work in the past few years. We actually have new boosters, so the Minuteman missile itself are relatively new based on a program we had, as well as a new guidance package. It is true, though, that they're located in launch facilities that are approximately 40 years old. We have a great team of civilians as well as contractors and the great airmen we have in our United States Air Force that sustain that on a 24-hour basis.
All right, so how frequent are these tests? I mean, there's 450 of them, so is there a pattern among the three bases that house them so that they all get tested eventually?
Well, Tom, what we do is we randomly select from our three operational units. About four times a year we perform these Minuteman tests. And what we do is we select a missile from one of the three operational units. We disassemble that missile. We then ship the components back to Vandenberg Air Force Base. We rebuild it at Vandenberg, as well as put on an unarmed reentry vehicle. And then we put it back on alert, and then we test launch it. And as you mentioned earlier, flies about 4,500 miles down to the Kwajalein Atoll in the South Pacific.
So they don't launch from the silo that they live in normally?
That's correct. We do all our test launches from Vandenberg Air Force Base, and we use the Western Test Range, which goes from Vandenberg Air Force Base past Hawaii into the Marshall Islands for our test launches.
And I guess what prompted this in the first place is I was wondering, and I didn't find this in any of the accounts of the latest test, the missile's retrieved. It's not a one-time thing like NASA where it burns up or something. I mean, you get it back and refuel it and put it back, correct?
Oh, no, that's not true. We test launch it, it actually flies downrange. As each stage falls off, it falls off in the Pacific Ocean. We have safety corridors established to make sure that we protect, you know, life and property. And then once we test launch the missile, it's then at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean.
So that means there are new ones made to replace the one you tested?
Correct. What we do is at our program office down in Hill Air Force Base in Utah, when we have programs, we have obviously the 450 missiles that we have at the operational bases. Once we test launch one, we then pull one out, and then we move that from Hill Air Force Base to Vandenberg, to one of our operational units in Montana, North Dakota, Wyoming, Nebraska, Colorado, and then put it back on alert.
Okay, so will we ever run out of them?
Well, that's why we have a plan right now to maintain and sustain the Minuteman until 2030. The United States Air Force, working with the Department of Defense, has a program in order to build new boosters as well as sustain the missile up until the mid-20s time frame.
So it sounds like the missile itself is one whole program to maintain and replace, and then the warheads, that's another whole program to make sure that they stay up to date, because obviously you're not allowed to test those by treaty.
Correct. So it's really the Department of Energy that does the testing on the warheads itself, and they have some very detailed algorithms and extremely, as you would imagine, very smart individuals that maintain the safety and security of the nuclear stockpile, and that's their responsibility. What we really focus on in the United States Air Force is making sure that the missile, as well as all the support equipment, is properly maintained, and that's ready to launch when directed by the President of the United States.
We're speaking with Major General Jack Weinstein, commander of the 20th Air Force. And during the test of the missile while it's flying, I guess 4,800 miles or so, what kind of data do you gather and what kind of analysis is done after the fact to make sure the program works the way you hope so?
Well, what we do is we have each of the missiles is we get an awful lot of data back from them. We have telemetry packages on board, so we know exactly where the position is as it's going downrange. We get data on the performance of all the stages, as well as how the missile is working. We then take that information, and then we look at how the missile performed. Did the missile perform within specifications? And if it didn't, we then determine what that issue is. I will tell you that the other main issue from all our test launches is the visible show of our capability to our friends as well as our allies. And that is another key aspect of our test launch program.
All right. And so then you gather all this up. What do contractors do as a group during this whole thing, and what does the government do?
Well, we really work together as a team between the contractors and the government. We have obviously extremely smart individuals that are the contractors that provide us really long-term expertise in the weapon system, how the data performs over long-term. We also have engineers that work for that are civilians, government civilians, that actually look at aspects of the performance. So it's basically a team effort of the contractors as well as the civilians providing us that information so we know as in the United States Air Force on the performance. Another key aspect, Tom, are the airmen that we have working at our northern tier bases that are doing the work really 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for the past 40 years that are actually sustaining the on-alert capability. And that is really the triad of teamwork that is working that has done extremely well for a very long period of time protecting our nation.
And, of course, there's been some issues with the Missile Air Force and some reforms going on there. When a test takes place, does one of the crew that might be who's been the kind of overseer of that particular missile get to go participate in the test?
Yes, that's exactly how it's done. We take airmen from one of the operational units, so the actual enlisted force that maintains it, that actually takes it from the operational unit to Vandenberg, those individuals get to go out to the test launch, and then we put it back on alert at Vandenberg. One of the operational crews that actually sat alert at our bases are the ones that actually do the test launch at Vandenberg. And I will tell you, as a missile combat crew member myself, doing test launches at Vandenberg is one of the most exciting things that we do. And just like you mentioned earlier, it is a very big morale booster for the individuals that maintain it at the operational bases to then go out to California and launch it.
And when you launch, do you push a big red button or do you click a mouse nowadays?
No, actually, it's you turn a key.
All right. And so the airman gets to turn that key.
Yeah, so it's actually two airmen, and each individual turns a key as well as a switch.
So it can't accidentally go off.
No, it can't accidentally go off at all. And the system was designed by some very intelligent individuals, and in the operational force, not only does it take those two crew members in the launch control center to launch, it actually takes two launch control centers, so actually four individuals in the operational field.
And just to give us a sense of scale here, these are not the type of missiles that someone can pick up and put down a tube. These are pretty big, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. It's they're good size. And they're big enough to fly intercontinental ranges, and that's why the beauty of the test launches from Vandenberg, not to get too technical, but as the Earth rotates, so when you fly, 4,500 miles, as the Earth rotates, it actually can simulate a longer flight.
And so how fast do they go? Or is that classified?
They go extremely fast. I think Superman would be really tough to keep up with our ICBMs when they launch.
All right, and I just wanted to ask you, you sound like a Boston guy transplanted to Minot Air Force Base. How many missiles do you oversee personally out there? And I was wondering what the weather is like today there.
Well, I will tell you
you're not in the Pentagon, I
hope.
I
actually live in Cheyenne, Wyoming. I've been fortunate enough to live at in North Dakota. But you're right, I am a transplant from Boston. And, you know, I oversee the ICBM force for the United States Air Force, so it's all the missiles that you talked about, as well as all the airmen. We have about 10,000 really great airmen and civilians that work every single day to maintain this capability to protect our nation.
And would you say that the morale and the performance is starting to improve after that rough patch that the missileers have had over the last year or so?
I will tell you that morale has dramatically increased over the past, I will say, 6 months. The work that we've done inside the United States Air Force on providing additional resources, working on training and evaluation, as well as the great support we received from the Secretary of Defense with the internal and external reviews that Secretary Hagel has done, and the great support from the Secretary and the Chief of Staff of the Air Force, morale has dramatically improved over time.
Major General Jack Weinstein is Commander of the 20th Air Force. Great having you on. Thanks for joining us.
Tom, thank you very much.